Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 307. Today, Herb asks, how viable do you think writing multiple short stories with a common setting, with the end goal of gathering 50 to 60,000 words worth of them as a collection, is? Does the viability improve after you establish your career? What about making limited-time exclusive sales of the shorts as you write them, even if you have a planned collection of your own they are for? This is a great question. Herb, I'm so glad you've joined the discussion. You are thinking along different lines than any of our other questioners, and it adds a wonderful variety to the discussion. This is, by the way, not disparaging to the other questioners who are also fantastic and all have their own slants. I love the variety in orientations and perspectives that make it onto this show. You guys are fabulous and quite a delight to talk to. So, with regards to your question, I obviously have a bias here because I love the kind of thing you're talking about to the point where I'm doing it. My series, The Lombard Alchemist Tales, is a short story series, kind of very Twilight Zone-y. All of them share a common setting and a couple of common elements, but they otherwise diverge fairly wildly. And there is going to be the first collection of about 60,000 words coming out called Tales of a Lombard Alchemist. If you want to check out these stories, the current titles on release are, in order, if I remember correctly, At the Edge of Nowhere, Sunday Morning Giraffe, Chicken Noodle Gravity, The Empty House, Funeral Hats, Pick a Card, and The Serpent and the Satchel. And those will all be in Tales of a Lombard Alchemist when it comes out, or you can get Pick a Card on Audible and all the rest of them everywhere finer ebooks are sold. Doing this is kind of like doing a television show, like Black Mirror. Each episode is unique, but each of them share common elements that either flesh out a world, flesh out a premise, or flesh out a domain of thought and exploration. It can be fabulous fun, and yeah, it's an unusual form, but it's definitely got viability if you're writing not too far off from where your core audience is. I mean, look at The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury. That's exactly what this is. That's not a novel. It's a themed short story collection, and it works fantastically well. Like I said, it's an unusual form, and you should not expect it to move on the market in numbers anywhere near where your novels move, but if this is one of the big formats you want to write in, you may be able to cultivate an audience specifically for this kind of form, and that would be fantastic. So don't let worries about whether there's a market dissuade you, because frankly, a savvy marketer can create a market for just about anything, and you need look no farther than Uggs, Pogs, Fidget Spinners, and Pet Rocks to see my point. As far as spooling them out on a short-term exclusive basis, yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing that, whether you're doing it exclusively to a Patreon audience or cycling it through KDP Select or whatever other kind of deal. Selling them to magazines as your first-run exclusive license is a fantastic way to do things because they pay well and they're great advertising. And then once the rights revert, taking them to a collection as well as leaving them up in the broader market is a brilliant idea. And that's exactly the way you should be thinking. That's the sort of thing that exclusivity is for. So, yeah, I think you're thinking along really good lines, and I've got not a lot to add to it except to note that the exclusivity needs to be carefully handled. You, for example, cannot go into KDP Select with a short story and then include that short story in a larger collection that is broad, that violates the terms of service, and vice versa. So you'll be in breach of contract for that particular contract if you do that. So you want to mind your P's and Q's where your contracts are concerned, but with that caveat, yeah, I think you're thinking along very smart lines. So thank you for sharing your thoughts, and please report back as you get results if such a thing is interesting to you. We would love to hear about them. And that does it for me today, but don't worry, I will see you all again tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.